turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cause of your game at the SEO show.
Okay, so let's just state it plainly. The era of the blue link, that list of 10 search results we've all known for, what, 25 years? It's over, period. For decades, the entire game was about battling for one of those top 10 spots on Google. But the sources we've been digging into are all saying the same thing. This isn't just another algorithm update. This is a tectonic shift, probably the biggest since PageRank itself.
It really is. The entire relationship between a user and search has fundamentally changed.
Yeah.
People aren't just scrolling anymore. They're having conversations. They're asking their phone for the best coffee shop while driving down the street, or they're talking to an AI bot, and they expect one single synthesized answer right now.
And that brings us to the brutal reality for any business owner listening. If you are not the primary cited answer in that AI dialogue, you're basically invisible. It doesn't matter where your website ranks. You might as well be on page 100.
Exactly. And that's why traditional SEO isn't, it's not dying, but it's being forced into a massive evolution. We're watching it get reborn as something much more sophisticated, almost like a conversational architect. You're no longer just trying to get into an index.
Yeah.
You're trying to position yourself as a verifiable guide for the expert engine itself.
Okay, so let's unpack all of that, because that's our mission for this deep dive. We want to guide you through this new landscape. We're going to define what AI search optimization, or AIO, really is, and explain this critical shift from just thinking about keywords to becoming what the AI sees as a known entity. We'll show you how you can actually become that entity, ready to be cited by the AIs that are, let's be honest, the new gatekeepers.
Right. Let's start with that big conceptual jump, the definition. Traditional SEO was a game of real estate. You know, it was purely about ranking. Getting your website's address listed as high up on the page as possible.
We used to call that being found. And AIO is completely different. It's not about the list. It's about the voice. It's about being the chosen answer. The single definitive response that a large language model, an LLM, gives to a user. You're not aiming for position one. You're aiming for the voice assistant to say, the best place for that is your brand.
The objective becomes crystal clear. It's about positioning your brand to be, and this is key, accurately discovered, cited, and recommended by AI assistants.
Mm.
Which means all those old strategies like the primitive keyword stuffing we all did in the 2010s, completely obsolete. The new focus is on two things: entity seeding and mastering LLM visibility.
That makes perfect sense. The AI isn't built to just give you a messy list of 10 options. It's designed to solve a problem, to give the single best, most confident recommendation it can find. So when you say LLM visibility, which platforms are we talking about? Where do businesses need to focus right now?
You have to be where the answers are being synthesized. So that means, first, Google's own Search Generative Experience, or SGE. That's the AI summary that's now embedded right at the top of the search results. But it's also about the standalone models. You've got Google Gemini, and then the independents like Perplexity and Claude. These AIs are constantly scraping the web for facts. And if your business isn't registered as a clear, undeniable fact, they can't cite you.
Okay, let's pause on that, because the analogy our sources use here really helped me grasp this. It's a huge mental shift for anyone used to the old way of thinking.
It clarifies everything, yeah. Think of the old rules, traditional local SEO, as just getting your business name into a giant phone book, like the Yellow Pages or Google's standard index. You're just one name among hundreds, AIO. AI optimization is totally different. It's like you're taking the time to personally teach an expert guide the AI who you are, what you do, and why you're the absolute best. So when a customer asks that guide for help, the guide doesn't even look at the phone book. It just confidently says, oh, you need to go see this business. You've earned the endorsement.
I love that framing. You want the endorsement, not just a line item. Which brings us right to the core technical change here, entity seeding. And this is where it gets really, really interesting, because AI models don't see the web like we do, or even like the old Google algorithm did.
Not at all. They don't see a collection of separate web pages. They see a massive interconnected web of entities, real world things, verifiable facts, organizations, places, and all these entities have relationships to each other. So for a local business to dominate its area, it has to become a verifiable, undeniable fact, a robust entity within that web.
Okay, so robust entity. How does a business actually do that? That sounds pretty abstract, like a technical black box.
It's all about meticulous foundational work. The first pillar is what's called structured data, or schema markup. Think of it like giving the AI a universal dictionary. It organizes all the raw info on your site, your address, hours, services, reviews, in a way that makes the context totally clear. If it's just plain text, the AI has to guess. With schema, you are explicitly defining what everything means.
So you're basically spoon-feeding it prepackaged, verified data points. You're taking the guesswork out of it for the LLM.
Precisely. We're talking about very specific local business schemas, review schemas, service schemas. You're literally telling the LLM, this is a real business at this location with this phone number, and these are its confirmed ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Without that clean data source, your entity's definition is just, it's shaky.
What about something like a Google business profile, a GBP? That used to just be for map searches. Now it feels like it's the absolute centerpiece of everything.
It is absolutely foundational. Our sources were really clear on this. A suspended or a messy GDP is what they call a broken entity in the AI's brain.
Mm.
This is a huge bottleneck we see. If the AI can't trust the most basic facts about you from Google's own verification tool, why would it ever cite you? So fixing those profiles, keeping them pristine, that's not a small task anymore. It's a critical technical requirement for being seen as a real stable business.
I can hear people listening and thinking, okay, but what about my WordPress site? I spent all this time on content. Does the website itself still matter as much?
It matters immensely, but the focus shifts a little. We need really strong WordPress SEO performance tuning. And this is more than just site speed. It's about clean code, how you implement that structured data we just talked about, and just the overall crawlability. Remember, the LLMs are constantly scraping for fresh, authoritative data. If your site is slow or messy, it's harder for them to scrape it confidently. And that lowers their trust score in your entity. The site has to be fast for humans, sure, but it also has to be perfectly legible for robots.
So that entity status being cited, that really is the new ranking. What are the direct impacts? How does this change a customer's actual experience?
The impacts are immediate, and they hit the most valuable user interactions. Being cited lets you dominate three core areas. First, voice search. Someone asks for a service near a local landmark, you become the singular answer. No other options are given. Second, chat results. You show up directly in the summaries from ChatGPT or Claude, often with a link to your site as the source. And third, local discovery. You become the default go-to recommendation in Google Maps. If you're not cited, those customers, they're just not going to find you with modern tools. Being cited is like winning the transaction before the search is even finished.
That's powerful. Let's pivot for a second to something that a lot of tech-focused people see as, well, as fluff. Visual assets, graphic design. The old way of thinking was that design is just window dressing, right?
Yeah.
Something you tack on at the end to make it look nice.
That whole narrative has to be thrown out. In the world of AIO, high-quality graphic design and good UI UX are now a functional component of your technical SEO. It's a performance metric. And that completely changes how you should think about your creative budget.
But why? Why would an AI, which is just code, care about my color palette or the layout of an infographic?
Because the AI, especially in something like Google SGE, uses visual assets as a proxy for authority and for what it calls a helpfulness score.
Mm.
Think about it from a human perspective. You land on a poorly designed website, you don't trust it, you leave immediately. AI models track that. They track engagement.
So bad design leads to low engagement, which signals to the AI that you're not a trustworthy source.
Exactly. Professional, clean design, good infographics, organized pages, strong branding. It keeps people on the page. It lowers your bounce rate. The AI sees that low bounce rate and longer time on site, and it registers that as proof your content is helpful and your entity is trustworthy. Design is literally the visual proof of your legitimacy. It's the data point that says you're a high authority entity worth recommending over a competitor who put in zero effort.
That's a huge connection to make. The front end aesthetics directly feeding back end performance metrics.
Okay, so if this all relies on fixing these foundational things, the broken GDP, the messy schema, what's a realistic timeline? Let's do the 90-day reality check. How quickly does this stuff actually work?
The sources are pretty consistent here. Depending on your starting point, your site's current health, the local competition, most businesses see significant measurable improvements within a 60 to 90 day window.
60 to 90 days, 3 months for a total infrastructure overhaul.
Hmm.
That actually feels pretty fast. given what we've described. Are there any bottlenecks?
It is fast, but the biggest bottleneck, the thing that can stretch that timeline, is the technical debt you start with. If you have those really deep foundational problems, a suspended GDP, years of conflicting schema, a site that's a nightmare to crawl, then phase one is just triage. You have to stabilize the broken entity before the LLM can even begin to build trust.
So the clock really starts once the foundation is solid, but let's frame that 90-day wait for everyone listening. While 3 months might feel like a long time to wait for results, just put it in perspective. It is exponentially faster than building a physical storefront or spending years, even decades, building a brand reputation with traditional marketing. AIO is your digital infrastructure. It's the fastest way to teach an advanced AI that you are a market leader. It's building trust at the speed of code.
And we should be clear, this isn't about abandoning everything else, right? This strategy integrates with what people are already doing.
Absolutely. It's a hybrid service. It works right alongside your standard local SEO optimizing Google Maps, making sure your design is focused on conversion. You're just elevating the entire foundation while also teaching the LLMs to cite you as the authority.
We have covered a massive shift today. The move to a holistic AIO strategy isn't a future trend. It's not a luxury. The sources are unanimous. It is a survival requirement. Right now.
Yeah, and what's so fascinating is just how quickly the rules of the game changed. As search becomes more conversational, more answer-driven, the winners are going to be the businesses who exist as undeniable facts in the AI ecosystem.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now, thinking about your strategy for next year? The question isn't, where do I rank on the page anymore? That's yesterday's problem.
The real question is, is your business prepared to teach an AI what you do with such technical precision and verifiable confidence that it can recommend you as the single best answer? Or are you still waiting for customers to scroll through a list of blue links, just hoping they find you? Because that transition from being on a list to earning the citation, that is the entire future of finding and being found.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.